First of all, congratulations to your team. The 36-34 win over Lafayette on Saturday game, where you guys were down big there in the second quarter and able to battle back. What made you most proud about the effort from your team on Saturday?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was obviously one of those games that it didn't start out right for us, and you know, a lot of things were not going our way, and we just took it one snap at a time, and all the things that we talk about in this program, it kind of you know, it was nice to see it all come to fruition, and our guys just put their head down and fight and play one snap at a time, believe in each other, believe in the guy right and left of them, and that all they had to do was kind of their 111 out there, do their job, and things were going to go okay by the end of the game. And so, yeah, I'm really proud with the way they fought, they finished, and kind of, you know, stayed the course and believed in each other.
You had a true freshman quarterback out there in Ryan Minicucci, who went through quite a bit of adversity there in the first and second quarter, but did an amazing job bouncing back through the two fourth quarter touchdown passes. As a former quarterback yourself, what was the message to him to get him settled down and play the way he did the rest of the way?
Yeah, well, you know, he you know, Nick did a nice job. You know, even early, he was a little unsettled, but you know, there were a couple things that kind of didn't go his way. I mean, a couple tip balls that were intercepted, and you know, things were going downhill. And that would be the fear, right? That a young quarterback would kind of let that snowball, and he didn't. And he was poised. You know, obviously, I'd love to say we said the right things. But really, it was just a normal message of, you know, you're good enough to be here. You're the guy for this, and you know, just go out there and keep doing what you're doing, and know that, you know, the next snap somebody else is going to pick you up, just the way you're going to pick somebody else up when they make a mistake. And you know, football is football, and so if you're talented enough and you prepared enough, things will go your way if that's what is supposed to happen on that play. And so you know, I think that last drive of the second half, the 2-minute drive, really helped him and his confidence, and our guys' confidence in him, I think, really grew with that first touchdown pass he threw at the end of the second.
First question this morning from Andy Waller. Good morning, Andy. Good
morning. Hey, Ryan. Let's talk a little bit about Nick's ability to improvise and make plays, and obviously, you know, he's able to run as well. It seems like one of those things maybe you can't exactly teach, but he's got some good instincts for it.
Yeah, it seems like he does. I think the biggest thing that I was excited about, and you know, because a lot of young guys are going to go run around. That happens. I think he had a nice sense for when he was a little bit uncertain of something. He didn't throw it into coverage. He didn't just put the ball out there. I think there was a nice poise about him to say, "All right, well, you know, coach says don't make this worse if I'm not sure." You know, and so he kind of went out there and made some plays on his own because he's talented to do that. He's got a really live arm. He throws well on the run. He has since the day he got here. And so it was good to see his vision on the run also being really, really good, because that was something that, you know, you don't know until you go out there and play in a scrimmage situation or a live situation.
Thanks.
Next question from Dan. Steen Kamer, good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach Carty, having watched the video of at least one of those touchdown passes that Nick had to Braden Brose, looked like your running back, Quincy Watson, did a great job picking up a blitzer and giving Nick a chance there. I mean, can you speak to the, you know, especially without Marcus for much of the game on Saturday, again, the importance in pass blocking that your running backs are playing, and how well that worked out and helping Nick along on Saturday as well?
Yeah, you know, also, you know, on the other touchdown pass to Braden, we actually, you know, we messed something up front, and we actually cut a three technique or cut a defensive lineman loose, and Joe Nathan, you know, in fairness, his backer was blitzing and we picked him up instead up front, and Joe Nathan had to go block a three technique and did a great job on that as well, keeping us clean in the pocket. And so I think both those guys, you know, and Marcus when he was in, did a great job in pass pro. We need that. I mean, that's going to be something that obviously in our offense, they take a lot of pride in. Coach Pierce takes a lot of pride in how he coaches it, how well he coaches it. They meet with the line a ton to make sure that they're on the same page at all times with the calls, because the amount of drop back protection that we use, which is inordinate, you know, at the FCS level, it seems. We do drop back a little bit more than most. And so, you know, they have to be involved in it. It's part of their job. And, you know, the old running best coach of mine used to say, no blocky, no Rocky. And so if you don't, you know, if you don't block, you're probably not going to be able to get that, you know, those run game, those runs set up as well, you know. And so We need to make sure that we can push the ball down the field. And those guys are a huge integral part of pass catching. And we saw that later on. It was also the same type of deal. They didn't blitz. Now Quincy's out, and we hit him on a big play in the last 2 minute drive as well.
Next question for Kevin Jessling. Good morning, Kevin.
Drive, as we like to call it. Good morning,
Rob. Thank you. Hey, Ryan. A move to FBS and Conference USA appears imminent for Delaware. How do you feel about that?
Montana is in Conference USA.
No, but Delaware might be. How do you feel about that?
We'll have some news here in the coming days. I'm sure. I'm sure that would be exciting news coming forward for you. But I don't really have anything to say right now about it.
Thank you. My job to ask.
I know.
Next question from Rich Burke. Go ahead, Rich.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach. Congrats again. In the post game, you mentioned that you finished the game with true freshman defensive backs. And I know that Domney and Say had played a good amount previously, but I don't remember seeing Manning a lot out there. Can you just touch on the job those three guys did?
Yes. Hassan has played, you know, he's bounced in and out. I'm almost positive we were able to preserve his red shirt. And I know nowadays, you know, now that they changed the rule in the playoffs, you can just play anybody you want. There's no redshirt ramifications, but I'm pretty sure he only played in three or four, but he did play some early in the season. If he didn't, you know, when he's played, he's done really well. We actually probably did use him on special teams, so I could be dead wrong on that. Hassan's done a really nice job whenever he's been in, but we've been fairly deep at that position, and so he hasn't had to go in as much. And, I thought all three of those guys at the end of the game, you could see it. We'd call man coverage, we'd call zone coverage. There was no hesitation. They were confident. They went in there, understood the call, understood their talent level, were confident in what they could do and that they belonged, and played really well down the stretch. I mean, it's pretty impressive how all three of those guys really handled their business at the end of the game. So, you know, proud of those guys, proud of our coaches for getting them prepared.
Next question from Connor Metz. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, Coach, can you just talk some about the challenges that this Montana defense will kind of give you guys on offense? I know they have had a lot of interceptions this year. So what are you kind of looking at least, I guess, one, 2 days in? What have you seen on film so far?
They're outstanding. They really are. They're extremely talented. They're long. They tackle so well. They sprint to the ball. They play very confidently. They play really well at home in particular. You can see they feed off the crowd. It's going to be an uphill battle for sure. I mean, they're one of the best defenses in the country. And, when we're full strength, we're one of the best offenses in the country. So hopefully we can go out there and just kind of play our game of football. We obviously have to play cleaner than we played last week in the first half. That could snowball away from us when you're at a place like Montana. And so snowball, pun not intended. And, hopefully we can, go out there and just be clean. You know, because if we do that, you know, we're going to be able to get some people in space. You know, they still got to make those plays against us. And that's the thing that I think our guys have to realize is that, you know, they're a good defense, and hopefully we can go out there and prove that we're a good offense against that and handle the environment well, and kind of, you know, just take it one snap at a time, just like we did last week in the second half.
And what's this week look like for Nick? I mean, is it like expanding the playbook or the options for him on offense, or is it making him more comfortable with what you guys already repped last week? What does extra time allow you to do with him?
It's a tough question to answer. We're going to do things that are within our playbook, obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
Within our, conceptual grasp, but also, each week is going to be pretty indigenous to that defense that you're playing, and so there will be different things that are in, variations of things that we're in, and then also maybe a new thing or two, because Nick can handle that, all of our guys can. We try not to do too much, obviously, because handling the environment's going to be a new deal for a lot of our young guys as well, and so that's something that we don't want to force too much thinking involved when we're also trying to figure out snap counts and those kinds of things. So it's a good question. It's just we'll add some stuff, we'll take some stuff out, and we'll make some variations of the things that we already had in.
Thanks.
Of course.
Yeah. Follow up from Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. And Coach, you can cut my mic if you want or something. But, is it setting in? Just follow up on Kevin's question. This could be your program's last chance at an FCS run here? Or, is that now something you got to keep track of how does that change your mindset?
You know, just like I said, going into the playoffs, I think that, you know, I told the guys this and I told you guys this on the two calls ago. I mean, you never know when your last run at anything is going to be. And I think we have to treat everything like it's the most important time we're doing something. And whether that's Monday night practice, Tuesday morning practice, as we're going into these next 2 days, this playoff game, and we get an opportunity to go out there and have a ton of fun in a great environment. And, you know, that's what FCS football is all about. And we're excited to be a part of that right now. And so as we get into this, you know, this week, we're going to go out there and we know it's our last game. That's it. I mean, this is the last one we got. This is the last one we're guaranteed, you know, and just like we said pregame, we only get one guaranteed play at a time. And then we have to go hope they give us another one. Hope we're healthy and alive for the next one, because that's all we can care about. And so, you know, that's what our mentality is going to be, is going out here and finishing this game strong. And if, you know, God willing, we go win and we get a chance to go play another one, we'll go fight like heck in that next one.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for taking time to do this morning. Safe travels to Montana, and hopefully we are talking again next Monday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care.